It is a Tuesday morning. You know what that means at this time. We do the FHN Dial-A-Doc report here today from FHN. And Dial-A-Doc here today, we have the government team leader at FHN. Lorna Schindler's with us here today. Hey, Lorna, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
All right. Now, this is a very complicated topic here, but you're going to simplify it for us here. It is difficult to understand, but it is a very important topic here. First of all, let's start with Medicaid. Apparently, Medicaid has now changed for the state of Illinois. Tell us how it has changed and what this means.
Well, in 2018, Illinois is moving managed care statewide. They're calling it Health Choice Illinois. The state has already been using this managed care program for several years in the heavier population counties like Rockford and Chicago. But as of April 1st, those of us remaining in the counties like Stevenson County, where FHN resides, most of our Medicaid members will now be enrolled in this new program.
All right. So you've had to contract with the managed care plans for Medicaid patients to utilize FHN services. So how's that working?
Health Choice picked 5 companies to handle these members. They were Blue Cross Community Health Plans, Harmony Health, Illini Care, Meridian, and Molina. And you're right, we would have had to have a contract with all of these in order for anyone to choose any of these plans. But we don't have any contracts signed yet. We are working on 2 of them very actively and hope to have at least 2 contracts signed very soon.
All right. Okay. So that's the issue right there. So what you're talking about, how does this then now impact the Medicaid patients right now? Tell us about that.
Well, in the program, the member has to continue to choose a primary care provider. They've had to do that already in the past, but now they have to also pick a health plan. And this health plan will coordinate their care between specialists and primary care, et cetera. But this means then that when they pick their primary care, it has to be contracted with the plan that they're also going to choose.
All right, so that complicates things. It sounds like it complicates things for everybody, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Wow. All right, so now if there's folks out there on Medicaid, they should pay attention to this discussion because there's a deadline for choice. Tell us about that.
Yes, Medicaid members, most of them have already received a packet. There was a mailing period. They've got millions of people to get enrolled, so they started mailing this stuff out back in January. So they should have a packet, and if they look at it, the packet will outline the program, but it'll tell them they have 30 days from the date they mailed the letter to choose their health plan and their provider.
So now what does that mean if the Medicaid patient doesn't do anything within the 30 days? Then what happens?
Well, they use what they call an algorithm to try to find a primary care provider and health plan that fits for the patient based on where they live and who their current primary is. Unfortunately, many of the health systems in the rural counties like FHN, we didn't have contracts with any of these 5 plans. So when our patients are calling in and trying to pick us, they're unable to do so.
So now when do these new plans really go into effect? When does that happen?
That happens effective April 1st. That's when all the plans go effective for them.
Wow. Okay. So then what happens if Medicaid patients don't do anything by April 1st?
Well, for the first 90 days of coverage, the member can call in and change and update what was already either chosen by them or what was auto-assigned based on the algorithm that they use. So if a patient doesn't call in, they will be auto-assigned. If they call in and choose, they're not going to be able to choose FHN right yet. But within those first 90 days, they'll be able to call in and get that information updated.
All right, we're talking to Lorna Schindler. She's government team leader. This is a very complicated area of the law that the state of Illinois is changing now for 2018. They're transitioning into managed care for the entire state of Wisconsin. Now, the other question, do people have to keep the same primary care provider that they choose now? Do they have to keep them forever?
No. No, that's one thing that they will always be able to change their primary care actually every 30 days.
And are there any patients who may have different or additional requirements in addition to what we've already talked about, Lorna?
The patients that are covered under Medicaid that have Medicare primary, for the most part, those patients will not be moved to the managed care. There is an exception, of course, for those patients that have qualified for Medicaid for long-term care, like a nursing home patient. They will have probably received a packet and will have to be enrolled. And then there's one other small group for children under the DCFS program or special needs children program. They're scheduled for rollout back in later this year in July.
All right. But for the time being, if Medicaid patients out there are hearing this morning, for right now, they're being treated without any problems at FHN, correct?
Yes. There are no changes for them January through March.
All right. And then really the next, well, there's a couple big dates. One is that these Medicaid patients have to start trying to make a choice within the 30 days after the packet. But the problem is now that you've got to negotiate your contracts with a couple of these managed care facilities before local people understand or really know who they should be choosing, who actually is going to be serviced at FHN, right?
Yes, FHN wants to keep every one of our patients. We want them all to stay here. We want them to continue receiving their care from us. We want to be their provider. So as soon as we get these contracts, we will make them aware of who those contracts are with so that they can call in and get themselves updated to us.
All right. Okay. And they allow for that actually up to April 1st, but then within the first 90 days after April 1st, that's when all of this stuff is going to sort out. Is that the way I understand it?
Yeah, I mean, we hope to have the contracts within this next month of March so that patients can get that change all done before the effective date. But even if for some reason nothing is ready to go as of April 1st, they will still have that 90-day window as of April 1st to update at that point yet, too.
All right. So now as you're working on this stuff, where can the Medicaid patients out there receive the most up-to-date information in terms of when contracts will be signed and who these managed care contracts are going to be with?
FHN is committing to putting together a letter. We'd already mailed one out to our members before, kind of giving them an idea what was going on. But we are going to mail another mailing out. As soon as we have contracts signed, we're going to send a letter letting them know who we're contracted with so that they know to call in. Otherwise, if they wish to call, they can call our business office at 599-7950, and they will be able to also let them know what contract we're working on, or they can check our website at fhn.org.
Gotcha. Okay, and I'm sure they will have it on the radio as well with that information. All right, very good. Lorna, nice to talk to you. Boy, it sounds like this is really crunch time here with a lot of decisions having to be made here over the next several weeks.
Yes, it is. It's been tough, but it's more tough on the patient, and we are feeling, care for them that they're really having to deal with this, and we're doing our best to aid them as we can get through this.
And your goal, of course, obviously, is to keep every single patient and make sure that you provide their care in the future, right?
Yes, of course.
All right, Lorna, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon sometime, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Lorna Schindler here today. Tough job there. Government team leader at FHN and the FHN Dialer Doc program here today on The Morning Mess.